Hey everybody, this is Gary. I just want to say to you guys, thank you for one thing for, hitting the button to listen to this. And if this hits you in any way, hits your heart, hits your mind, hits your spirit, please give it a like and please share this so other people can hear the word. Now, I opened up the book today. I know I suck at reading, okay, so bear with me. Never ever been able to say this word right. I looked in the book, in the Bible, and the book is called Deuteronomy. It says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or tremble at them, for the Lord your God is the one who goes with you. He will not fail you or forsake you." That comes from Deuteronomy 31:6. By going over this verse and trying to fully understand what this is meaning, basically, you and I may not know or understand all the reasons why God allows certain things to happen in our life the way they do. He doesn't ever promise us that. But what he does guarantee us is, whatever we face in life, he is going to be with those of us who are his children. You know, I know this may sound weird, but to some people, you know, when it says his children, it means the children of God. The only ones who are actually children of God are the ones who have confessed themselves already, knowing that Jesus died on that cross for our sins. And if you aren't a child of God and you want to be, or maybe that you are already a child of God and you know you just still fall short, even though we all fall short every day, every Christian does, it is truly hard to walk that short and narrow road. But if you leave it up to God, that road gets easier and easier every day to stay on that righteous path. So right now, I'm going to tell you this really cool secret that someone once told me. If you right now want to be one of his children, a child of God, say this prayer with me. Say it out loud. Say it in your head. Confess it in front of everybody. I'm going to say this prayer and follow me if you want to confess. Dear God, I want to be a part of your family. You said in your word that if I acknowledge that you raised Jesus from the dead and that I accept him as my Lord and Savior, I would be saved. So God, now I say that I believe you raised Jesus from the dead, and that he is alive and well. I accept him now as my personal Lord and Savior. I accept my salvation from sin right now. I am now saved. Jesus is my Lord. Jesus is my Savior. Thank you, Father God, for forgiving me, saving me, and giving me eternal life with you. Amen. If you just said this prayer and you truly meant every single word that you just said, I have great news. You were saved. You were a Christian. If I were you right now, announce that to everybody you know. Put it on Facebook. Put it on Twitter. All those other things that people are into today. Announce that you are now a child of God. Amen.